Okay, we are on the bottom of Mem Amud Aleph from the second Gemara there. So we just talked about that how much is Boshes. The Mishnah said it depends on the Mavayish and the Misbayish, right, etc. And something in the Gemara asked, V'eima chamishim slaim amrach wanna be komili. How do we know that in case of Ones and Mefata, that you pay the knas, and then you also pay the boshes at the begam, maybe all of it, maybe when the Torah says, pay chamishim kesef, that's it. That's what all the Torah says, after all. So how do I know it's more than that? So Amr Zera, Yomru Baal Bas Malachim chamishim, Baal Bas Hadyotos chamishim. Does it make any sense to you, right, that we're going to pay chamishim kesef, no matter who you are? It could be a princess who's violated, it could be a regular person violated, it could be the same, get paid the same. That doesn't make sense. So Amr Abai, Ihachi, Gabi Evid Nami, Yomru, Evid, Nokev, Margalios, Shloshim, Evid, Osa, Maisa, Mechet, Shloshim. So, what are you talking about? Evid? So, Evid, the case is, Rashi says, Gabi Evid, it's on Amr Aleph, the last Rashi, Gabi Evid, Shinuk Choshur, Shinus Natora, Kitzva Lamid Shkalim, right? So, if a Shor Muad, an ox gores another person's Evid and kills them, so you have to pay. How much you pay 30 shekels. So the Gemara is saying, so the Gemara's kasha is that is a fixed amount, and it's the same for everybody, right? So if you're bothered, like, what do you mean? But it's not the same for everyone, right? If it was the svara to say that I know that we pay also boshes and pagam is because otherwise the amounts don't make sense. Right? It doesn't make sense to give the same for every person, every woman who's violated, so you can say the same thing by avadim, right? Every avadim has the same value. If one avad is somebody who mines, you know, precious stones, and the other person's an avad who does ma'isa mechad, he's a tailor, they don't have the same value as a worker. So why should I get paid 30 either way? So that also would be that also is in theory a problem, and yet we don't assume that there's boshes and begam or some type of extra, or you don't pay more based on the, you know, the expertise of the Eved. You pay Shloshim, as the Torah says. You pay a blanket fine, no matter who they are.
And we also know from Erchin that a woman, no matter who she is worth the same.
Right, no right. So it's a good. It's a difficult svara to be the reason to prove to me that there's boshes and begam. So another problem possibility. So Ella, I'm Reb Zera, Ilu Bo Ale Shnayim. Echad kedarka ve'echad shelo kedarka yomru bal shlema chamishim bal paguma chamishim. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Zera has another svara. I'll tell you why I know that there's boshes and begam separate from the chamishim kesef. Because let's say there were chalila be two people who would violate her, and one violate her the normal way, and one violate her shelo kedarka. So, and the assumption is that shelo kedarka doesn't. It's still a case of ones, but it doesn't because it doesn't. It's not in the Malkum Erva, so it's not considered, doesn't make her no longer a Basula, right? So so you're not going to say that both people in both cases pay the same, right? Look at Rashi. Rashi explains a little bit more. El Amr Zera Mehacha Mistavra She'en Boshes Bechla Chamishim. Here, this is how I'll tell you, prove to you that Boshes is not included with the 50. Is actually a separate thing. The 50 Kesef, and then also boshes. Why? Right? And the point being, let's say, right, what do we mean? Shenivala shelo kedarka, right? Who's with her, right? Shelo kedarka. Vehichan hu hefresh b'nei. What's the difference, right? So shmamina gabe boshes kevan shenifikuma kvar ein boshter rav kishlema. Right. So meaning, let's say a person, man was ma'anis to woman, right? In the normal manner of tashmish. And makes her not a basula, right? And then the other person is with her after that, or he's with her shelo kedarka, in ways that it does. She's already been, you know, apostled in a certain sense, already been made into not a basula anymore. So what he does is not as bad as what the first person did. They're both bad, but right, it doesn't have the same devaluing of her in the same way. So if you don't say there's boshes and begam, then again, I'm not going to then you're paying the same no matter what they do and when they do it, what the order, I'm talking about the order here, right? Again, especially since, you know, being together with her, the regular way is going to make her not a basula. The other one doesn't make her not a basula, or she's already been made out of basula. Now it's the second time. All these things will be, you know, the value of what they've, you know, affected is very different. So you see, it must be that we may pay both of them again separately. So the Gemara says, not so fast. I'm going to buy it. Ihachi. Gabi Evanami. I could say the same thing by an Evan. Yomru Evan Bari Shloshim. Evan Mukashchin Shloshim. Same Kasha. When Evan who's totally healthy, you pay 30. And Evan who's a Mukashchin, right, who's a sickly person, right, has boils all over his body, you also pay 30. So again, and we don't say that, right? So the fact that she's already been, you know, damaged before, and we end up paying the same for both, so it's not really a point, not a good point, because again, when it comes to an Eved, we don't make the distinction even for Avadim, who again have very different values based on their physical makeup. So Ella Amar Abaye Amar Kara. So Abaye says it's a pasuk. It's not a svar. What's the pasuk? Tachas Asher Ina. Right, because he pained her. Right, honey, tachas asher ina mechla diiga boshes ubegam. So the fact that he says tachas asher ina, right, when it comes to chamishim kesef, so what does that teach me? It teaches me that there is boshes ubegam. How do I know? Rashi on the third skinny line says mechla diiga mechla the boshes ubegam sheina mishum inoy. Right, boshes ubegam are not because of the pain that you caused her. Harei sharei yeshlam bishar chovelin eno bechaza. Right, there's other types of, you know, pain that's caused. They're not the same as this. So and pagam hu nezek anishim nami b'shar chavala. So you have pagam in other cases also. But the point being, atachas asher inisa. So you see that there's a separate payment for other thing. There's the pain and then the other things. So honey, atachas asher ina, meaning you're only paying for the atachas asher ina. But you see, Michal the Ikabosh the Begam, which are separate. Okay, Rav Amar Amakrav. Rav has a different pasuk. Benasan Aish Hashochev Ima Lavia Nara Chamishim Kesef. So the man who was Shochev Ima, he pays the father of the girl 50 Kesef. Right? Hanas Shchiva Nun Michal the Ikabosh the Begam. So again, why is he paying the Chamishim Kesef? Because he was Shochev Ima. He's paying for the Hanas Shchiva, but he's not paying. But there's other things that are above and beyond the Chamishim Kesef. So either way, you have two different psukim which give you an opportunity to learn the din of Boshet Begam, because from a straight up Svara perspective, you would not have a proof. Fine. So now the Gemara asks the question, but wait a second, who gets the money in these cases? So Ve'eimah Lidida, and the assumption is, by the way, that she doesn't get it. The assumption is that the father gets, even the Boshet Begam goes to the father. That's going to be the first Mishnah in the fourth paragraph is going to talk about that exact question. So the assumption is that she doesn't get it. So the Gemara says, well, basically, why not? Maybe she should get the boshes and begam money. It should go to her. So Amar Kra bin Ureha beis Aviha kol shvach Ureha laAviha. Right, that when she's a Naara, she's in her father's house. It's actually referring to, Rashi points out, Gabe Nedarim Ksif, right? Bin Ureha beis Aviha is talking about a case where the girl makes a neder, so the father is able to cancel her neder, right? You have faris nedarim to cancel a neder. If he hears her make a neder, he can cancel it even before it's chal, right? And that's by nedarim. So Rashi says, "Gabi nedarim k'sevu mihu ikalamash mina de bimei ni'ureha tala hakasu bebei savia." So you might say, "What do you mean? That's just talking about hafaras nedarim." The answer is, yeah, but the fact that he can be made for her nedarim, what does it mean? It means she's like, well, as long as she's in his house, she's a naira still, so she is still like in his house, and everything that she gets in a certain sense belongs to him. So it says the Gemara, Ve'ela hada amar Rav Huna amar Rav, minayin shemaisa habas lahaviyah. Right, Rav Huna amar Rav say, how do we know that anytime a daughter makes any money, that the money goes to her father? Shenemar v'chi yimkor ish es bito la'ama, because the pasuk says, if a man sells his daughter to be an ama, what do you see? Ma ama maisi adela rabba, just like an ama, right? A maidservant. Whatever she creates as a profit goes to her owner. So af bas maisi adela via. So too, whatever the daughter, whatever money she makes should go to her father, right? And the fact that he can sell her to be a slave, sell her to be an ama, means that he has, like, you know, authority over her, jurisdiction over her, etc., to be able to get whatever she makes. So if that's true, lamali tebikle mi binu rea be savia. I mean, what do I need that other pasuk for? I mean, why do I need the pasuk that says v'chiyim kor ishes bito lama to teach me that the ma'isi adi go to the father? Right? I shouldn't need that. I should just learn from minu rea be savia. And you're going to tell me why not? Elahi b'afaras nedar meduchsev. You're going to tell me why? No, that's only b'afaras nedar. Okay. If you're telling me it's only b'afaras nedar, what does that mean? Right? If that's true, then if I can't use it, you're not allowing me to use this pasuk. Bin rea b'savia to teach me that the maisi adeh of a girl of a naira goes to her father. Right? Why? Because that's specifically b'afaras nedar. Okay. If that's true, so how am I using it to teach me, you know, that boshes and begam go to the father? I shouldn't be able to do that either, right? You just the svara. Right? The point is, if I already don't use it, I don't use Bini Rabbi Savia to teach me the simple, you know, extension, which would be that the Ma'aseh Adeh go to the father. We don't use that because that's unique. Oh, that's only by Hafaras Nedarim. So certainly, I shouldn't be able to use it to teach me that Boshes Begam go to the father, right? Okay. V'chi Teiman, if you're going to tell me no, Nelef Minei, maybe you'll tell me no. You do Taka learn from there. That's not true. You wouldn't do that. Why? Because we don't learn cases of mamon from cases of iser. Mamon mi yisur le'afinan. We don't learn cases of mamonos from cases of isurim. But why is it cases of isurim? Oh, because it's hafaras nedarim. Yeah, so because we don't learn money, a case of mammon from Yisur. Okay, v'chi teima nelef meknasa. So maybe say fine. Maybe I should actually learn from the case of the knas, since the knas goes to the father. So the boshes and begam should go to the father. Say that mammon and meknasa yafinon. We don't learn money. We don't learn cases of mammon from knas either. These are just general yisodos, general chalim when it comes to drushos. Okay, zala mistavra de'avia. No, it's fine. So I'll tell you why. Misvar makes sense that it goes to her father. Why? Davia have di by masalalim nuvol umukashkin. Because of the following. What could the father do if he wants to? Right? He should. It'd be terrible, but he could. If he wants, he could go ahead, he could sell her, right, to anybody he wants. Right? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, di by masar la likidsha babia. Right? If he wants, the father has authority to marry her off when she's in Naira, right? So she could give her over for kiddushin. Right, and what kind of kiddushin through bia lemanuval mukashchin says Rashi kiddushan lekaman ha'av zakeh bebito bekiddushah bekesu b'shar bia. The rule is the father is zocha. Right, if he's mekadesh the girl, he gets the kesef. He can be mekadesh her, but that's bekesef b'shtar or bebia. The three ways that kiddushin is done. V'kevin debiyadol litol mamon lepogma ulevaisha. Right, and since and that would presumably if he marries her off to a manuval or to a mukashchin, that's going to be embarrassing for her. Right, that's going to cause her boshes. And nevertheless, if he wanted, he could do it. Right. So what do you see? So since he has the power to be mevayish her in a certain way and to get money for it, right? So hashta afsadeh kevan debiyad lito mamon lefogma ulevaisha, right? Bushazu hashta afsadeh hai tepogma. So now when someone else does that, right, and pays him the money, right, and has to pay him, when someone else now is mevayish her in that way, right? So what happens? He can say, I lost out. Right? I could have sold her off to do that, to have someone do that to her. So the fact that I didn't and you did it instead, you have to pay me the money because I have the reshus. I'm the person who gave me mekadesh her babia. I could give her to someone and have them be haptashish with her and be mevayish her, and I would get paid for it, right? And since I have the power, I as the father have the ability to do that, so then if someone else does that to her on their own, I should be the one to get paid for it. And that ends up being the svara of why we know that the boshes and begam go to the father. Okay. Fine. Okay. The next thing the Mishnah mentioned was that pegam roinosa ki ilu hi shivcha nimkeres. Right? If you want to know how much she was damaged, should we look at as if she was a shivcha nimkeres b'shuk? She was like a maidservant being sold in the marketplace. How much you would get for her? So it says Gemara, hechi shaminallah. How do I make this determination, right? The language of shayminan shum is always of determining a value. How do I evaluate how much she's worth in that sense? So Amar Rav Shmuel, omdim kama adam rotz alitain ben shivcha besula lif shivcha beula leshamsho. Right. So you have to see what would a person make? You know, how much would a person if they were paying for a shivcha besula versus a shivcha beula? to be a person who, you know, works for them, how much the distinction would be. So the Gemara says, Shivcha b'ula l'shamsho. Like, Shivcha b'ula to be mishamishim, ma'nafkalamina. He doesn't, if she's just working as like a woman in the house, she's working in his house to do, I don't know, whatever she's going to do, laundry, work in the house, who cares if she's a b'ula or a b'sula? Doesn't make a difference, she's just doing work for him. So, ela ben shivcha b'ula, shivcha she'ina b'ula, la'asiyah la'avda. No, it's in order to pay, you know, how much would he pay the difference between a shivcha b'ula and shivcha b'sula if he's going to give her to his eved? So same thing. Ula avdo, ma'nafka lemina. If you give it to the eved, again, he's not marrying her himself. He's going to now have her be married to his eved. So again, why does that matter? And Rashi points out, my nafka le, la mare mine im bu'ulahi. Why does he care if she's bu'ula? Mi kapid mare elashi hu lahen vlados. What's happening when the shivcha and eved get married is they have children who are going to become avadim to the master. So again, what does he care if she's a b'sula or not? It doesn't make a difference. So answers the Gemara, the eved sheyesh lo rabo koras ruach hemenu. No, the case is it's an eved that has a very good relationship with his master, and the master wants to make sure that he's going to marry her off to a b'sula because that's considered, you know, more special. It's better. It's nicer. It's an original relationship, etc. And so he's going to want to have that you know, he wants to give that to his eved. So then he's going to pay more l'chara for a woman who is a basula, for a shifcha who's a basula, than a shifcha who's a ba'ula. So we determine what that difference would be on the marketplace, and that's how much they pay for pagah. Okay. All right. Next Mishnah. So next Mishnah says as follows: Komakom sheyesh mecher ein knas. So what are we talking about? Right. So we're talking about when, you know, we're basically talking about the difference between the katana being this girl being a katana versus being a naira versus being a bulgaris, and how you know what gets paid to the father. So anytime there's an ability to sort of to sell her as an eved or as a shifcha, so then if the man would be ma'ayis her during that time, right, in that window where he could you know, sell her as a shifcha, then if the man's be'anis her, there's no knas. V'chomakam sheyesh knas ein mecher. Anytime she's old enough that if she would, someone be ma'anis her, they would pay a knas, so then the father isn't able to sell her as a shifcha. Okay? Why is that? Look at Rashi. Chomakam sheyesh mecher la'av bebito, dahana b'katnusa. At this point, assuming when she's a katana, ein lo ba knas. The ain knas a katana, right? And the assumption is that she's a katana. There's no, according to this approach, this man d'amar, and assume there's no knas when it comes to a katana. Okay, so as long as he can sell her, and right, and the mission makes it clear. Can we go on katana yesh la mecher be'ain la knas? And a katana, assuming less than 12 years old, right? So he can sell her, but he doesn't get knas if she's violated. Naira yesh la knas. Ve'ein la mecher, and a naira has a kanas if he violates her, but she does not get. But there's no mecher because he's not able to sell when she's a naira. And bogeres ein la lo mecher ve'lo kanas. And the bogeres when she's an adult, so then the father doesn't get either. He can't sell her, and he also doesn't get the kanas because now she's a bogeres and she's an adult. Everything goes to her. Fine. Okay. So Amar Yehuda Amarav Zu Divrei Rabbi Meir. So just to be clear, says Yehuda Amarav, this whole Mishnah is the opinion only of Rabbi Meir. But the Chachamim say no. The Chachamim say there can be a scenario where she could get a knas and a mecher at the same time. How do I know? Tesanya, because the Braisa says the following: Ketana mibas yom echad ve'ad she'tavish tesaros yesh la mecher ve'ein la knas. So this is the first opinion of the Braisa, that a katana from the first day she's born until she has tesaros, right? She becomes a bogeres. So she has a mecher, right? She father can sell her, but she does not get a knas. Shtesaros is when she becomes a naira. So from 1 to 12, from 0 to 12, so he can sell her, but if someone's ma'anis her, he doesn't get the knas. Mishatavi shtesaros ashtibagir, but from the time she's a naira, she gets shtesaros, she hits around 12 years old, until she's 12 and a half, until she's a bogeris. So then, yesh la knas ve'ein la mecher. And so now she gets a knas and no mecher. And the assumption is, when she's a bulgaris, no knas and no mecher, he's out of her house. That's divrei Rabbi Meir. Shehai Rabbi Meir omer, chomakom sheyesh mecher ein knas, v'chomakom sheyesh knas ein mecher. Because that's Rabbi Meir's opinion. There's never mecher and knas at the same time. Either you can sell her as a shifcha, or you can get paid for her, for someone being ma'anes her. But you never have the possibility where both are overlapping at the same time. V'chacham say, no, that's not true. Ketana mibas gimbal shanim v'yom echad v'ad sheti bager yesh nakanas. So the chacham say, no. From the time that she is 3 years old and up, right? Presumably, once she is, what's the difference of 3 years old? So once she's three, if someone would be ma'anes her, right, we've said this many times, that the psulim don't grow back, right? So once she's, three and up, so then the damage caused by ma'anes is permanent, right? So a katana bas gimel shanim ad yom v'yom echad ad sheti boger yesh takana. So all the way from 3 years old through 12 and a half, there is kanas, right? And so it says Gemara, Knas in Mecher lo, right? Well, does that mean Knas? Yes, but there's no Mecher. Ema af Knas, but Malka Mecher. No, what it means to say, the Chiddush of the Chacham is that even in scenarios we were able to do a Mecher, right, from 3 until 12, when the Mecher's in play, during that time also, Knas is also in play, right? I guess, and that's the difference between the Chachamim and Rabbi Meir. That the Chacham are not bothered by having the ability to get Mecher and Knas in the same time period, both of those would be possible. Okay. So Amar Rav Chisda, my time with Rabbi Meir. Okay, but what's the Svar of Rabbi Meir? Why is Rabbi Meir so caught up in this idea that you can never have a girl who could the father could get money for the Mecher and get Knas at the same time? Why is those two things impossible? So Amar Karaba, as the Pasuk say, Velo siel isha bimahava atzma hakasu medaver, right? The velo siel isha, that after the ones, right, what happens? She can become a wife to him. So when is that? That's only when she is mahava atzma. She could really be deciding herself that she's getting married. Meaning that's only between 12 and 12 and a half. Right? Because if she's younger than 12, like you're in 12, she's not mahava atzma. So that pasuk teaches me that the whole concept of ma'anes, which causes money to be paid, is only when she's mahava atzma, when she's between 12 and 12 and a half. Rabbanan amar, and the Rabbanan say, and what are they going to say? So Rabbanan amar Reish Lakish amar kra. So Reish Lakish explains, what would the Rabbanan say? Pasuk says, the edit here is very important. That we see the word na'ara, right? But the way the Bach has it is it's na'ara spelled without the hey, right? So amar kra na'ara, without a hey, afida ketana b'mashma. Right? Why does it say na'ara without the hey? To teach me, right, that it's specifically not specifically a naira, but even a naira who is a younger version, meaning even younger than naira, which would be someone who's less than 12 years old. So that could be la via na'ara. Okay, less than 12. So shama Rav Papa bereid Rav Hanan mibei kluchis. So Rav Papa, the son of Rav Hanan from the house of kluchis. So he heard this. And he also amra kameh de Rav Shimi bar Ashi. And he went and he told this whole vort in front of Rav Shimi bar Ashi. And amra, so Rav Shimi bar Ashi said to him, oh, ason ahamas niso la. Right? He says, you heard this idea about that Mishnah. I mean, the Mishnah that we're talking about. But anan ahamas nisan la. We heard this rule about something totally different. He's going to say in the opposite way. So amra Reish Lakish, what did Reish Lakish say? Hamoti shemra ala katana pater. Okay, Reish Lakish said that if a person's Moti Shemra, right, he says that a girl is not a basula, right, and he was lying. And he says it, but he says it about a ketana, Patri doesn't have to pay. Why not? Shneamar v'nasnu la via na'ara, na'ara male. Okay, so via na'ara in this case is spelled na'ara with a hey. Right, so Reish Lakish made a drasha from the full version of the word na'ara, na'ara male dibir akasuf. Right, so what do you see? It's only a case of na'ara, mamish na'ara, that the rules of Moti Shemra apply. So Reish Lakish, so again, what he's saying is that Reish Lakish used this whole, like, you know, this whole approach to in the case that we had, he said, to teach me that it's only referring to a real Na'ara. Why? Because it says Na'ara Male. You have Reish Lakish saying the opposite, it's the same rule, but the opposite, which is that since the word Na'ara is not full, it teaches me that it's even refers to a Katan. Okay. So maskefar of Adabar Ava, time of the Kasir Rahmana Naira, Ha Lav Hachi, Hava Mina Fido Katana. Like, really? I mean, what you're saying is that it's something special about the word Naira being full, otherwise it would have been a katana of Haksiv, Vim Emes Hayadavarze, Vlonim Su Basulum Nara, Votsiwa Sanara, Apesla Besavia, Visakalua, Ukatana La Bas Onchinhi. Meaning, I don't need the word nara. The whole point is that if this is really true, what would have happened? She's going to get machlin. She's going to get skili and kill her, right? That wouldn't be possible if we're talking about a katana. So the fact that by a case of motzi shemra, it's referring to someone who's a bas onshin, someone who get capital punishment. I already know it's talking about a gedola and not, or at least a naira at least, and not talking about a katana. I don't need the word na'ara, right, with a full hey to teach you that halacha. So what's Reish Lakish talking about? So ela kan na'ara. No, the point is that here it says na'ara with a full hey, which is referring to only a na'ara and older, right? Ha kol makom shenemar na'ar, without the hey, afila katana v'masha. So the point is that, yeah, you're right. Here I don't need the word na'ara. Without the word na'ara, I would know it's talking about na'ara only. But the fact that here it says na'ara with a hey, and in the other case it says na'ara without a hey, that shows me that when it says it with a hey, that's when it's talking about mamish, a na'ara only, and nothing, no one younger. And but in the scenario where it would say na'ara without the hey, now I would know it's referring even to a katana, and that's how I know that's Reish Lakish drasha in the opposite direction. Also, okay, so we hit the two dots, so we'll pick up with the Mishnah Mem Aleph next week.